Welcome into the Locked On Reds podcast. I'm your host, James Rapine. Great to be with you on this Monday. A lot to get to on Twitter. At James Rapine, at Locked On Reds. Subscribe, Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, and LockedOnReds.com, where there's a bunch for your viewing pleasure, for your reading pleasure at LockedOnReds.com. And I want to start with yesterday, with this weekend. By the way, I went to Saturday's game. Didn't get a bobblehead either. I didn't want to steal a bobblehead from any other Reds fan, so I waited to go in the ballpark. And so hopefully you got to go check out that out. The Reds win 1-3, lose 2-3, however you want to say it. They're 23-43 on the year as we stand right now. I want to start with Billy Hamilton. His future, his current, his present with the Reds. I put out a poll question at James Rapine on Twitter. Also retweeted it at Locked On Reds about his future. Should Billy Hamilton be a Red after the July 31st trade deadline? And I'm checking the poll right now. It says 72% say no, he shouldn't be. Over 1,000 votes are in. 28% say yes. Make sure you vote on that at James Rapine. I really want to get your votes. The answer for me is no, and I get it. Billy Hamilton had a big day yesterday for him. He was 1-3, scored 2 runs, had a walk, 2 really big catches, threw out a couple batters. And before we dive into why I think no, let's hear some highlights. Here's Billy Hamilton yesterday, impressing, courtesy of the Reds Radio Network.
Martinez, and now he creeps back to the bank. Fly ball, right center field. Hamilton coming, he can't get it. Off the glove. Martinez rounds third. They're sending him to the plate. The throw from Hamilton, and he is cooked. Second assist of the day for Billy Hamilton. And a nice long hop throw that Tucker Barnhart was able to handle. He tags out Martinez at the plate. A scoreless fourth. 2-1 Cardinals. And Billy Hamilton will step to the plate, and he will lead things off for the Reds here in the bottom of three. Fly ball, left center field, and nobody will get that one. Hamilton on his horse, rounding third. He's heading for three, and the throw not in time. Oh, Billy.
And here's a very high fly ball hit well back into center field. That ball is going to be caught by Billy Hamilton. He's done it again. That baby was all close to being a carbon copy of what he did the last inning when he stole one from Greg Garcia.
That was a tracer.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Fine catch by Billy Hamilton.
And that stuff is all well and good, and I love it. And Billy Hamilton's exciting, and I like him, and he's great in defense, and he does that, and the Reds don't use him right. He can't hit. Billy Hamilton was 1-3 yesterday, but even today he's hitting 193 on the year. His on-base percentage is 287. His previous 20 games, he was hitting 136 with an on-base percentage of 219, and he scored a total of 4 runs. Had 25 strikeouts and 66 at-bats. He had 2 runs yesterday. I mean, come on, guys and ladies, men and women. What are we talking about here? Billy Hamilton, he's a guy that you got to let go, and the biggest reason why is the Reds don't know how to use him. This was on the Reds Radio Network. This is Mark Sheldon of MLB.com, the Cowboy, and Marty Brenneman on 700 WLW yesterday discussing Billy Hamilton and whether or not he should switch hit, not switch hit, etc.
Shocking. I don't know that it's a revelation, but obviously the thinking among key people in this whole equation is that maybe Billy down the road, Hamilton that is, will become no longer a switch hitter.
Yeah, I asked the question with Jim Riggleman first and then Billy later.
Ground ball, base hit into left field.
And I said, you know, it's something they've talked about in the past. Billy's been kind of willing to stop switch hitting. But now he's thinking, you know what, maybe if I just focus on one side, even for just a little while, that he'd become a better hitter, because right now he feels like when he gets going left-handed, he's struggling right-handed. If he gets going right-handed, he's struggling left-handed. And he has never put them both together at the same time for quite a while now. And Jim said that although Billy hasn't talked to him and he hasn't talked to Billy, that he seemed open to it too, that maybe just batting left-handed would be the way to go. Billy says he's open to either way. doesn't have to be left-handed, but the numbers bear out that he gets on base more as a left-handed hitter. He's about 306 to like 260 or 240 or something like that. And although he hits with a little bit more power on the right side, he's not here for power. He's here to get on base, and maybe the lefty's the way to go.
It's funny because 2 years ago, everyone was talking about forgetting about hitting left-handed.
Correct.
And let's just go to the right side.
His numbers right-handed really took a dip last year, and they really improved left-handed. And the decline right-handed still seems to be headed that way. He's swinging and missing at more pitches. He's clearly not. He's striking out a lot more. He's just not getting on base as a righty. But maybe if he focused on just right-handed, maybe that would be the way to go.
Well, that's his natural side.
Right.
What is it going to take if Billy's thinking about it? And Jim Riggleman's amenable to it, so what has to happen to make this all come together and make it happen?
Well, I guess it's going to have to be the point where they feel like they can't do anything else to get him going, and this is the last thing that they need to try. One of the other things he mentioned today is that he's really, you know, after the off day that he was given yesterday, is that he really wants to try to simplify things in the box. Right now he's thinking so much about mechanics, hand placement, all these other things, and now Don and Tony are talking to him, hey, man, just go up and have a good at-bat. Don't worry about all the other stuff. Get it all out of your head and try to play. I mean, Brian Price had mentioned in spring training that a lot of people were trying to provide their 2 cents worth to Billy.
Yeah, about they were.
And then maybe at some point Billy has to just find a way and go with it for a while and not worry so much. He knows he needs to hit. He knows he's slumping. Trust me, he definitely knows it. But it's going to be obviously he's going to have to keep things very simple in the batter's box, and maybe that'll be the way for him to get going.
Why in the hell does it take 65 games for them to come to this conclusion?
I couldn't tell you.
I didn't think so. That's a question that won't be answered.
Well, I would pose the question, not 65 games, but about 5 years.
Well, that's a better point.
I don't understand that one bit. Because they bring up a great point, and that's why, to me, the answer is yes, just trade him. You're not going to use him, right? You're not going to use him as this gadget guy that might go in the fourth inning. Because Billy Hamilton has value. With the right team and the right situation where he can play defense and you can limit his at-bats and you can get him on base and he can make an impact with his speed. Like, he's a gadget. And I don't think they know how to use the gadget, clearly. I mean, they don't even know whether or not to figure out if he should be hitting switch hitting or not. I mean, think about it. He's been here since 2014. He came up in 2013. Starting every day since 2014. They still don't know what he is. They still don't have, I mean, they know what he is, but they still don't have a plan for him. My plan for Billy would be, and I've heard multiple people say this, I'm not the first one, insert him into the lineup in the fifth. And let's say the leadoff guy, the current center fielder, or whoever it is, gets a double. And you want to get Billy to get on third, so it's a key run in the game. You do that. And you put him at second, you have him swipe third, or he can go second to home on a single guaranteed. That's the type of stuff you use Billy Hamilton for. And then he can go out and give you not only score because he's already on base, but then he can play good defense for you. And you limit his opportunities at the plate because he can't hit. And there's a way to use him. I think there are teams in the league that would use him effectively. The Reds don't. And so why not trade him? What's the downside? Because you're not going to get much in return. I don't think you're getting much in return anyways. So I just, to me, that's where I lean. I will play devil's advocate with this on the other side on why you should keep him next on the Locked On Reds podcast. So, and I'm for trading him, and you wouldn't get much. Someone joked on Twitter today that you'd get a ham sandwich, and I said only if it's grilled with cheese on it. Because the grilled ham and cheese is really, really good. But Billy Hamilton, here's why you don't trade him. One, his value's low. Two, you don't have anyone waiting to play center field. He's not in the way of anybody. Three, he does a couple things really, really, really well. And four, maybe you hire a manager next season that's comfortable enough in his own skin to use Billy the correct way. Right? They're comfortable enough to say, you know what, Billy, you're not playing every day. But whatever center fielder is playing for the first four innings, they're going to know that you're going to relieve them and come in for them at some point if they get on base, because we need to use you to the best of your abilities and we need to win games. There's a way to do that. And whether it's going to take a new manager in Cincinnati or it's going to take a change of scenery for Billy, I think it could happen. And that doesn't mean Billy Hamilton's ever going to be a good hitter, because I don't think so. But to think he's going to figure it out and flourish at a place he's been for his whole career at the major league level since 2014 on a regular basis, I don't think that's a reality either. I think Hamilton is a guy that could succeed under the right circumstances. And I don't think they're the Reds circumstances, but if you think he can succeed, if you're the Reds, you want to exhaust every opportunity with him here. I'm just not sure they're going to be, I don't know, good enough or smart enough or open-minded enough to do so. What have the Reds done over the past couple weeks? Well, they've told you Homer Bailey, they're not really sure what they're doing with him. By the way, he makes a rehab start tonight in AAA Louisville. They're not really sure what they're doing with Jesse Winker, even though he continues to hit the cover off the ball. And they were going to, at one point, send him down. They didn't, but I think they talked about it. They, at one point, with Winker, were going to bench him. They didn't, but they certainly talked about it, how they did that publicly. This team, this organization, lacks communication right now. They're not on the same page, and they haven't been, and Billy Hamilton's just the latest example of that. You expect him to have success? Maybe. I don't expect him to have success here. I'm James Rapine. This is the Locked On Reds podcast. And maybe I'm wrong with that. Maybe next year, holding on to him next year, he's better. Maybe the fact that, you know, you trade him next year when his contract is lower because he has one more year of eligibility for arbitration, so he's going to get a pay bump. Maybe he has more value on the trade market next year as like an expiring deal can help a contender for a half a season. More teams might be willing to pick up that money. Who knows? Here's what I do know. Billy Hamilton isn't going to be here when the Reds are good again. The more I think about it, the longer away we are from talking about winning Reds baseball. I'm James Rapine. Thank you so much for listening today. I know it was short. It was abbreviated. Quick programming note. I leave for vacation tomorrow morning. And by leave, it just means I'm taking some time away. That doesn't mean I'm not going to do any podcast. I plan to do a couple. The goal is to do one Wednesday. The goal is to do one Friday to get you ready for the weekend. So we're not coming at you every single day this week. Going to give you as many podcasts as I can, though. And as always, we'll tweet them out at James Rapine, at Locked On Bengals. And you can subscribe iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and LockedOnReds.com. Until next time, thank you so much for listening. I'm James Rapine. This is the Locked On Reds podcast.